Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. Whoa, we're so glad you're back with us today. Today, we got John Miller with us, a guy I know from Toastmasters and all kinds of places. John's going to talk to us about two really interesting places that connect up mental health and volunteerism, as well as looking at something for vets that I think is also really interesting, a program they're trying to start. I'm Scott Terry. You're listening to KRUU FM 100.1 on your FM dial, archived on the internet everywhere. We're putting up a YouTube channel, and we also have a Facebook page. Check it out. You could also email us at mentalhealthmatters@kruufm.com, or you could email me personally if you ever need me, Scott@ardentcenter.com, Scott@ardentcenter.com if you ever need me. Anyways, I am a licensed marriage and family therapist, counselor, director of the Ardent Counseling Center, Ardent Community Wellness Center, Restarting Relationships. God, I got like 50 things I do. But the thing I want to mention is this week we are having, for the Fairfield Mental Health Alliance, we're having a big meeting at the Sondheim Center to go over wonderful changes. And Anne's here is today, and she's also part of that, both groups actually. And it's a really wonderful group. If you're listening to this and you're part of this community, or you're even not part of this community but want to participate in mental health throughout our community, check that out. Come to these meetings, get on the email list, send me an email, and participate, because it's a way that we can all make a difference in our mental health for each other and for ourselves. So, John, tell us about yourself and what you're going to be talking about today.
Okay, born and raised in Minnesota and entered the Air Force by way of the Air Force Academy, served 9 years total with the Academy and the subsequent service, and then entered the field of social work for a number of years. Also served at the Himalayan Institute for a number of years. It was our predecessor to our involvement with the MUM community back in the 70s, 80s, into the 90s.
MUM is Maharishi University Management, for those who are listening outside of Fairfield.
Right.
Okay.
Over the span of those years, I was privileged to get involved with a lot of volunteer efforts. Probably the first one that I can remember is when I was did service in Utapao, Thailand during the Vietnam War. My duty was race relations training. It was a 18-hour mandatory train for all military personnel from the airman basic up to the general.
So it's what we'd call diversity issues today.
Right, cultural diversity, right.
Which is, by the way, absolutely an essential pillar now of all mental health training programs throughout the country.
Good news.
Looking at diversity issues, which range from obviously race relations, but LGBTQ and every other group. It's not just, though, understanding them. It's really being able to work with populations that's not who you are, so you can make a difference in the lives of others.
Good explanation. So that was perhaps my first volunteer involvement. And, pardon me, I should say the volunteer involvement was actually teaching English to the Thai employees on base. My duty was the race relations, official duty. The 3 days a week, I taught English, I think, for an hour each lunchtime to the Thai employees, and did that for about almost my entire service there, which was a little over 16 months.
You must have some very interesting stories from that that time period.
By the way, that's Anne talking.
Hi, I'm Anne Lindyberg. I work with Scott at Ardent Center. I'm a licensed mental health counselor.
Hey. And you're part of the Fairfield Mental Health Alliance.
Yes, I am, Scott.
Plugging that because I want everyone to be part of that.
Yeah, come out on Tuesday.
Tuesday
it's going to be
night.
A good time.
7:30. That's right, 7:30 at the Sondheim this week. And if you don't make it this week, sign up so you can be part of future events.
Absolutely. So you taught English on your lunch hour, John, to Thai employees. That sounds kind of exciting. You must have had some laughs.
I wanted to. It was the first time I had lived in a foreign culture, and I wanted to get to know the people.
Right.
I think especially because I was training our servicemen and women to appreciate racial diversity, ethnic diversity.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know, I should do that myself here and teach myself, you know, from direct contact with the Thais.
Sure.
So I did that, and this is a radio station, a radio broadcast, so I can't show this to the listening audience, but I brought with me something I keep in my with me at all times.
Well, that's beautiful. We can use some descriptive words. What exactly is it? We could start there. This is about the size of a
cigarette case.
Ah, it is.
Yes, indeed.
But John, you don't smoke.
I don't smoke and I didn't smoke. But these Thai employees, as I neared my return to the States, gifted me with this. And the movie To Sir With Love happened to be popular at that time. This was 1974.
Sure.
Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
That's
a beautiful... Is it brass?
So describe, it's this elaborate... I've never seen anything like this. It's like beautifully designed. It looks silverish.
I don't know what it's made of. It is definitely like a bronze type of appearance and very ornately carved on the surface. And... To Sir With Love, it says, to Captain John Miller. And inside I've saved the thank you note that they gave me.
Vintage.
Each one of them signed it, some in Thai, some in English.
Yes.
And one that was a bit of an artistic type did a artist's palette here, and I think he probably did the statement here.
What's that?
To Sir With Love... From student.
They didn't quite get the whole...
They didn't get the whole English thing. Picture, but they got most of it.
Right. But I'm sure that made a lot of difference. Did you ever hear of any of them that went to the States afterwards?
A couple of them wanted to, and unfortunately, as so often happens, I lost contact.
Mm.
I returned to Thailand last year with my wife and son,
and
went back to the base.
Yeah?
Really?
And I asked at the information desk if I could get in touch with any of the employees that I had worked with. Well, I was told that, first of all, the young lady there asked, you know, how old would they be now? And I said, well, I was 67 last year. So I said, they would be roughly my age or at least in their early 60s.
Sure.
A couple might be 70. And she said, they're not employed anymore. You're not going to find them.
You think? Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
But I made the attempt, and I've just been so touched over the years. Every time I look at this, it just brings back that fond memory of working with them, their appreciation, and how it manifested this way. I would say that then over the years, doing volunteer work with Audubon, with trail maintenance, different places, with more recently with the Asian American Institute on campus here and such like that, really gave me deep appreciation for volunteerism. Once I was hired by the RSVP, Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, I learned that there is clear research that shows that volunteers are healthier, volunteers are happier, volunteers live a longer life than non-volunteers.
Absolutely.
So it just confirmed my experience from that early 41, 42-year-old experience with the teaching Thai employees English. And I had the chance this past May, saw the ad for the RSVP position. It's a part-time position. Decided to apply, was accepted, began June 4th, and since then have been working to generate as much interest, gone to Art Walk and different events all over the city here to to speak out and ask people to consider getting involved. It is limited, I should say, to over age 55. And the exception to that is our advisory council. The advisory council helps us find volunteers, helps us find workstations to connect volunteers with, which typically are nonprofits. And the advisory council can be any age. So right now, we only have 4 members. 2 are young, I would say around age 30. 2 are older, contemporaries of mine. So we're looking for between 3 and 10 more people to serve on that. Doesn't involve much of a time commitment. One meeting every 2 months, basically, for an hour. So,
and essentially, it's getting people to volunteer, being on the board, volunteering to be on the board to help other people to volunteer.
Right.
By the way, is this a group that is outside of Fairfield?
The RSVP?
Yes.
It is nationwide. It involves 300,000 volunteers right now.
Wow. So again, if you're listening to this in Chicago or wherever you're at, even in the world, there's other groups to volunteer with.
Absolutely, yeah.
This is a model for, let's say you are in Thailand right now, and maybe there isn't this program, but there's other programs.
Actually, I don't know if RSVP is there, but RSVP is under United Way sponsorship.
Mm.
And United Way does have an official presence in Thailand.
Really?
I learned after I was hired.
How funny.
Yeah.
We go full circle in life, don't we?
My sister gifted me with a large map of Thailand. So I put it in my office. I have an office just west of the town. And I thought, how can I justify this? So I looked up on the internet, and here's United Way presence in Thailand. I think it mentioned there were a couple of hundred organizations that are linked in with United Way. So I thought, oh, perfect. So I wrote up a little blurb about it and put it on the map, and that's kind of fun.
So, anyways, I me and Ann were talking before we started today about our love of somebody who makes us think of this, which is Viktor Frankl, who I bring up quite a bit in these shows. And Viktor Frankl talks about purpose in life. His seminal book is Man's Search for Meaning, a very short book that I recommend to everybody on the planet to read. But it's really looking at finding our purpose, no matter where it is, no matter how it is. And something like volunteerism is such a powerful avenue to find yourself by connecting to others. And it's not about escaping yourself. I think sometimes people get lost in that. They want to find a distraction. But essentially, if I could find other people that I can make a difference in their lives, it shows me who I really am.
I think you're absolutely right, Scott, and it helps you appreciate being a part of the world community or your local community in a way that you wouldn't have been otherwise. Most of us, almost all of us, as we become adults, get a salaried position of some kind. We get connected with the local community in that way. Mm. And it might continue 30, 40 years or more, and we retire and so forth. The opportunity to volunteer gives a different perspective on that service connection, because you're not doing it for the financial reward. You're doing it because you really enjoy that particular activity and the people that you meet there. So I think that the sense of purpose that can emerge from that is in a way kind of more genuine than what a lot of people might find in their salaried employment.
I love how you said that, more genuine.
If it's
authentic, like absolutely, right. Who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, you are listening to KRUU-FM 100.1 on your FM dial, archived and rebroadcast if you want to ever listen to these shows again, which I'm sure you do. And if there's anything, again, you need from us, please contact us. Show ideas, somebody you'd like to talk on the show, or other ways you'd like to find avenues to participate, from the Fairfield Mental Health Alliance to the radio to everything else under the sun. Contact us, mentalhealthmatters@kruufm.com, or you could email me at scott@ardencenter.com. Either way, find a way to participate and volunteer in your lives today. Make a difference in somebody else's life as you make a difference in your own life.
Yes, Scott, absolutely.
Okay, so, John, when we think about this notion of volunteerism, I almost think of sometimes the counterpoint to that. So let me get theoretical for a second. I don't want people to feel guilty, right? I've talked in the past about guilt, shame, remorse, judgment, my four horsemen, so to speak, that we're getting rid of. Because if you've done something bad, let's say really bad, I don't want you feeling guilty about what you did. I want you doing something about what you did. I want you to make a difference so you're not that person. Because the worst thing is having to be the person who did something bad and having to live with that. That's the worst thing. I did something bad and I've got to be that person. Well, how do I get out of being that? Because we all beat ourselves up, every one of us. And how do we get out of that? We make a difference in the lives of others so we can make a difference in our own life.
Indeed. We just watched a movie with Will Jones last weekend, and it was called 7 Pounds. Quite interesting. Kind of tragic, but he had been the cause of a horrific traffic accident, 7 fatalities, and decided, after living with this for some time, that he needed to give back to some people. And he chose 7 other individuals to give back to as a way of atoning for his error of judgment. And it's a very powerful story. I won't go into any more details, but certainly you could say that he became a kind of huge mega volunteer by, sure, for example, donating his home. I mean, he really went to the max. So,
and
someone,
did he find that as a healing, in the movie at least, a healing way for him to regenerate and find himself? And actually,
well,
recreate himself as that good guy now.
That I couldn't answer that without giving away the gist of the movie.
But
okay,
that's the avenue to go down.
Right.
Is to not, I think often we get stuck in relationships or with ourselves wanting to recoup our glory days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not how it works. You can never go backwards in time.
Yeah.
Except if we're talking quantum physics, but that's all another story. But we are talking about, you can't go back. What you can do is go forward. You can create something new. You
right.
can. So one of my programs is restarting relationships, where the relationship, you're not going back to what was. You're creating a new relationship based on new rules. In a sense, you're doing the same thing as an individual. If I'm letting go to the notion, not just, okay, I'm doing this activity, but I'm letting go to that notion of, I'm going to make a difference in the lives of others. I'm going to volunteer. And by doing so, by volunteering for others, I can really, again, show myself that I am that new person and allow myself to create myself to be as I am today.
That's absolutely true, I would say. I would agree with you. And there are so many ways to do that locally, Scott. Let me just touch on a few of them that we have right now. The opportunity will expand as our advisory council members expand.
So please join the advisory council.
Please join our council.
Help volunteer to help other people volunteer.
Right. So we have either approval now, final paperwork accomplished, or it's in process for the AmeriCorps weatherization program, which was initiated on campus, the Maharishi University of Management.
Mm-hmm.
And people can get connected with being of service there to help weatherize homes. We have CoLab, which is a business startup downtown. People can participate in that.
That's connected with you guys? How's that connected?
Well, they are a nonprofit, and that is who we work with, is nonprofits. And they're looking for, sometimes it might be someone to help with a welcoming committee, or most recently it was painting the facility to get it set up.
Or maybe even helping folks in the latter portion of their lives understand the concept of CoLab. Because
sure.
it is a newer concept of shared office space. And
right.
This could be useful to a lot of people who are maybe semi-retired or working on their own projects and yet wrapping your head around a new idea.
Sure.
That's challenging.
Good,
and you want to hear about it from your peers. Because you know they talk your language.
Right.
So that would be a terrific opportunity. Also to get to know the younger people. I visited CoLab, and the young people involved in the startup are so earnest. They're
right.
really terrific. It's great
right.
space.
I spoke with a lady just last week, as an example. Met her through our connection with Sunnybrook, mm-hmm. Assisted Living. The activities director there said, I have somebody that I think you might like to meet who would like to volunteer. And the individual said that she would like to help with mailings.
Mm-hmm.
She'd done that before, and so I said, well, CoLab might be the route to go. So I'm waiting for feedback to see if she might get connected to serve that way. We have
an exciting new concept.
Yeah.
And it really is being utilized in a number of cities across the country.
Yeah.
So it's new to Fairfield, but it's really, again, if you're listening to this in Chicago or wherever you're listening to this, you know,
chances
or
are,
you're even if
RSVP.
You're in Fairfield and you're going to travel to someplace else, there's avenues everywhere.
Right.
One of let me interrupt this flow for a second to tell you that one of the wonderful things you could do, no matter where you're at, is think of something called volunteer vacations. So even if you're traveling overseas, you can travel there and make a difference. Sometimes it's people like doing the trips where they're helping the turtles, you know, and scaring the birds off so the turtle eggs aren't, you know, and people don't stomp on the eggs. Or, you know, sometimes it's something simple. And you might do it for a couple of days and then go to your trip and find a much more fulfilling trip. But sometimes it could be much more dramatic. I had a dentist I work with in Chicago who went every year to Guatemala. And he volunteered there to help with dentistry in a country that didn't have as sophisticated as dental services as he was familiar with. And so he made a huge difference, especially in some rural communities there. And then he really explored the communities and the world and the country. And so, again, you can combine these different worlds to create a much more fulfilling, not only vacation, but a fulfilling life.
Certainly. Yeah. Good example.
Okay. So back to some of the other ideas. Sorry about that.
Pardon me. We have a relationship that's budding with the community garden. How's that for a appropriate metaphor?
A budding relationship with the community garden.
Wow.
How musical.
Right. Financial services. A gentleman just signed on to volunteer to provide tax service for low income. Habitat for Humanity. Housing construction or working at their pre-store.
Mm.
Hospice service.
Did Jimmy Carter start that or was he just
He didn't
part
start
of
it, but he has been very active his whole life.
In that. Yeah. And I know that's such a wonderful group.
Indeed.
It's
nationwide.
I always wanted to do because I love getting physical. Gets me out of my head.
Next year you'll have a chance. They do have two homes there doing some renovations on right now, but they aren't building a home until I think next year. They just finished one a few months last fall.
How interesting.
So that is Habitat. Then we have Hospice, obviously for people in nearing death transition, to give them support.
Hugely meaningful.
Yeah, absolutely.
And makes, my dad went through Hospice.
Oh.
And I could almost start crying thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and how important support is from...
It was amazing. For him, it was getting his head wrapped around, but I was healthy. How am I in hospice? Hmm. And then this mix of celebration. For us, it happened on the second night of Hanukkah.
Hmm.
And so it was this celebration of his life as opposed to the sadness. And there's this weird contrast of him passing at the same time we're celebrating his life and celebrating this notion of a holiday of fun and connection,
right,
and family. Yeah.
Contrast there.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we have Noah's Ark. You perhaps know about that, the animal shelter in town. People that enjoy animals, providing care to them. Great chance to serve a couple hours a week if you care to. By the way, I should mention that the service can be as little or as much as you would care to.
Hmm.
Someone can serve an hour a month for an art walk downtown, 2 hours a month. Or they can serve
your schedule then.
Right.
Sure.
Or you could serve hours every week.
And you mentioned Noah's Ark. I was just reading recently how that can be very helpful for seniors and others who can't afford to care for a pet.
Sure.
I adopted cats for my children because cats, when they're indoor, are not terribly expensive up front. But then they get older, and you have to pay their vet bills. You really need to be responsible about giving them the right food and taking them to the vet. This might cause some people who otherwise want pets to hold back from adopting.
Sure.
And yet you can always go to the animal shelter and get your fix of pets.
Boy, and how.
Yes, exactly.
They service dozens every month.
And everybody benefits.
Right, indeed. Then we have the Regional Blood Center. Now, this is not necessarily to give blood. Anybody can give blood. But they also need people to staff the welcome station for the blood donors.
Mm-hmm.
And regularly, a couple every month. So when the blood drive is conducted here in Fairfield, it's a great chance to connect just a couple hours and do that.
Or I'm sure everywhere around the country, around the world.
Right, right. And there are school systems that welcome volunteers. I remember when I was in Minneapolis, after military service, I volunteered in a Wise Guys program, which was gentlemen in service to education and women in service to education, as a volunteer tutor in the grade school. Well, locally, we are establishing a relationship with the Waldorf Singing Cedars School.
And they do wonderful work.
Right.
I've heard remarkable things about that school.
To provide them with some adults to help teach crafts or read stories or whatever they happen to need.
So we're in our last minute. Time goes fast.
Oh, and the Lord's covered, I must say.
Yeah, so finish, John. Tell us, is there anything else we need to know about this wonderful organization that... sounds like something everyone should do. Everybody should do something.
Certainly. Well, it is so easy to get involved. All that one need do is give me a call.
How do they get in touch with you?
919-4242. That's in the 641 area.
So say that again.
919-4242. If someone...
And it's 641 area code.
Correct.
If somebody's outside this area, can they at least talk to you and you could hook them up? Or
certainly.
Is there a website that they could go to as well?
There is, and let me give you that. Our website, when I say our, I mean the three-county area of Jefferson, Monroe, and Wapello. www.wapello.org, and you can get some further information there. Of course, if you're completely out of this three county area, you can simply Google United Way and find out about the RSVP connection with United
Way.
Great.
Thank you, John, so much.
Certainly.
For telling
My
us
pleasure.
Today. And I think we're going to now talk, we're going to do a separate show about this other idea that we talked about today. Thank you, Ann, as well, for being here today. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye now.